I think that the entire premise of this movement to remove our historical monuments is flawed. This comes from the NAACP Odious Blight Resolution, claiming that this represents slavery, racism, and treason. None of that is true. This monument was not put up to racism. It was put up to honor veterans and soldiers for a cause of which they fought, with which no Confederate was ever tried or convicted of treason. So that's an anomaly. It's wrong. So to move it and hide people from history, how are you supposed to learn from history if you hide it and hide people from it? Additionally, you know, most of our medicines and drugs we have today were tested on animals. What if the animal rights people come out and say, God, these are horrible, that offends me, these drugs were tested on animals. Why don't we just pull all our drugs off the shelf market, or off the market and shelf that's helping and aiding our living conditions? So this entire movement, why don't we have a rally for graduation rates for kids, something that'll make a difference? Why don't we have classes teaching kids how to conduct themselves in public to become productive citizens? Let's see some excitement there. But to move a 101-year-old or 105-year-old monument that hasn't caused any problems in that long, what is this, a joke?
And they say they're going to bring it back before commissioners.
They have every right to do it. I mean, this is a free society. You can do what you'd like to do. But I think they should be concentrating on things that are actually have legitimacy rather than just creating an issue where it doesn't exist.